Now, you know, I will tell you straight away, Peter, that this is plain mischief, and this can only be coming from mischief makers, because I am very much aware that Lagos State, as a state, has always had an emblem which they display at every state function and in especially sporting activities, etc. They've always had a flag, they have their own flag, and they have their own anthem. I am from Ogun State. Virtually every school child in Ogun State knows the Ogun State anthem by heart. And, you know, Ogun Radio, on every morning before they start broadcasting, recite this anthem, you know, musically. And we have our own emblem. Ogun State also have their own, and so many other states. You know, this is, you know, some form of politics. It's not every state in Nigeria that has it, but those who have it is, you know, in some form of political sophistry. Are you following me? You know, people, you know, it's not only just in Nigeria, are beginning to be more aware, self-conscious, and are, you know, they are interested in self-determination and all that, which is all part and parcel of what a truly federal system is all about. In the issue of secession or anything of that nature, is totally unfounded. It is not true. It has no business in anything whatsoever. It is not correct. Now, the Lagos has had their own for 30 years or more.
Now, so Mr. Okupe, you are therefore saying that their concerns are unjustified. Is that right?
There's no basis for it at all. No basis. There's no need at all, because it is not, you know, it's something that has been in existence ever since. So, you know, Bayelsa State, you know, the issues that Bayelsa State came with recently and did their own with a fanfare, and which is okay, it's fine. You know, there's nothing, you know, I mean, if Bayelsa State is just giving their own emblem and flag and things just now, and some states have had their own for 30 years, excuse me, where's the problem? There's no problem at all. There's no problem at all.
Now, Mr. Okupe, some Nigerians have also expressed concern about the recent statement by Boko Haram that they are unwilling to negotiate with the government to try to find solutions to the security challenges that the country faces. What is your government doing about this?
Well, you know, really speaking, on Boko Haram, I don't think that is true. I'm not aware of that kind of statement from Boko Haram. I know that information that we have is that even Boko Haram on his own is interested in negotiating with government. Government is not averse to negotiating with Boko Haram. Government will explore and exploit every possibility to end this crisis, you know, in the interest of peace and stability and and the healthy economy of Nigeria. So, you know, I don't think this is it is true also. I'm not sure it is true. I don't think so.
Now, how is your government resolving concerns by people who are talking about the shortage of fuel in the country and saying that some people are actually blackmailing the government for not paying them one way or the other? How are you addressing some of these concerns?
No, the government has already addressed all these issues. As I'm talking to you, as of last night, those who were threatening to go on strike and those who actually immediately caused the shortage of fuel, not in Nigeria really, the shortage of fuel was limited and restricted to Abuja City alone. Even the next state of Nasarawa had fuel. It was an Abuja phenomenon, and you know, as of this evening, as I'm talking to you, it's all over.
How are you working closely with state governors to attract investors, especially when some of these governors have expressed concern that the insecurity challenges are driving away investors?
You know, that is what I also find quite interesting. Let us face it. Nigeria has, has a state structure of 36, right? And the Boko Haram insurgency is consistently and constantly affecting just, you know, about five states of the federation. Borno, Yobe, Borno, Yobe, Bauchi, Kogi, Kaduna, Kano, that's it. Maybe about 6 or 7 states. Out of 36, the remaining 30 states or 29 states are totally insurgency-free, violence-free. So it is not in terms of investment and risk on investment. It's extremely very very minimal, very very minimal. It is there. You understand my point, but it's very very minimal. I mean, there was a time when you had all sort of things also happening in the Philippines and all that. There was a time when IRA was bombing everywhere in Britain. Did that really hurt investment potentials in Britain? London was still the capital, was still the monetary financial capital of the world even at that time. So it is not true. About 7 states are affected out of 36 states. Any serious investor, should not really feel, and this is Boko Haram has been going on for the past maybe over 1 year now, and I'm telling you that all the activities are restricted to those states I have said, and it is consistent and it is constant, and it's not beyond those states. And even right now, the incidences of insurgency is on a massive decline. The government is in control. The government is in charge. The security apparatus and architecture have been reformed and overhauled. And the government is in position to forestall more than 60 to 70% of the proposed plans of the insurgents. So the government is it's a war that the government is winning. And now recently, very important people in the country, especially in the north, leaders in the north, have constituted themselves into a very strong, body and a forum. And, they're determined to put an end to this. And, and I can say, this is a very cheery news, because, if you look at the committee, the membership of the committee are made up of very responsible northerners, leaders, in their own right, and people whose voices can be ignored, can hardly be ignored in the north. So, it is obvious to all and sundry, and those who are willing to be objective, to know that, the issue of the insurgency in Nigeria is on its way out.